Cards and Reds at Great American Ballpark. You might not recognize him with the beard, but that's David Letterman hanging out watching the rubber match in Cincinnati as we pick up the action in the fourth.
Right now, no action. Here's a ball flared into right off the bat of Pham. That's a base hit. Here comes Garcia to the plate. He will score. And here in the top of the fourth, the Cardinals have added to their lead. It's now 5-3 St. Louis. Cardinals up 5-3, looking to add to that advantage here in the fourth. Ball ripped out to right field by Martinez. Carrying well to the wall. Gone. Grand slam for Jose Martinez. He hits it to right field into the sun deck, and the Cardinals have scored five times here in the fourth. The big guy, 6'3", 225. He shoots one into the right field corner. That ball is fair, and it bounces all the way into the corner at 325. One run will score. Second run will score. And that'll gonna rule that a ground rule double. Ryan Price thought, well, worth taking a look at. Call stands, it's a pinch hit double. Cardinals have blown both those numbers out of the water themselves here today. Here's a line drive down the right field line. That's a fair ball by Carpenter. Garcia will score. Voit will score. Carpenter round second, on his way to third. Ball got away from Suarez. Safe at third base. Ball kicked, the base kicked up out of its moorings down there. That's a two-run triple for Matt Carpenter.
Cards cruise, they win the rubber match in Cincinnati, 13-4 your final as St. Louis slugs out 16 hits, three each off the bat of Paul DeJong and Colton Wong. Rough outing for Homer Bailey, who gave up 10 earned runs. Here's Red skipper Brian Price after the loss.
Well, you hate to say that. You know, you hate to concede that it's going to happen. You know, his games have really been divided between games where he's really been sharp and been able to control the game and give us good competitive innings. And on the days he hasn't, he's been really vulnerable to the big inning, and that's what happened today. I don't think it's unusual, considering what he's been through the last 3 years, to get back on the mound to have the inconsistencies. However, you don't want to concede and say, hey, this is just part of the, you know, the post-injury circumstances. You know, I certainly know he expects a lot more from himself, and I think he has enough stuff, enough arm strength. The repetition's going to serve him well, but, you know, he's taken some lumps when he hasn't been real sharp.
First inning for you guys, looks like it could have been, you got three, but it could have been enormous if not for that double play. That was kind of like a real kick.
Well, it was, you know, I mean, Wainwright wasn't nearly himself today. You know, he was vulnerable. He didn't have his great stuff or great command, but he did make it look like a breaking pitch into Winker that he chopped to Carpenter for the, you know, for the three unassisted two double play. And now all of a sudden there's no one at second. You can walk Tucker and go after a homer in that situation. I think they did dodge a big bullet there by making some pitches when he really needed to.
Up next, the Reds welcome the Padres to Great American Ballpark.